My desire is that the Lord would meet with us tonight. You know, when we realize, when we can really stop and realize, I'm headed for eternity, I would be thankful for every opportunity for the Lord to meet with me, for any adjustments that I need to make in my life. And so I'd like for Him to meet with us tonight. I have been thinking for the last few days the importance of inventory. And the end of the year is a good time for it spiritually, to look back over 2025 and see, Lord, with you checking, what it was said in Psalms, it's not enough for me to search, but Lord, search me. Check me out, Lord, because I want you to see if there's anything in me that needs to be adjusted. That's my desire tonight. The title that I have for this is No Vacancy. I would like for us to think about that tonight a little bit. You ever been driving at night, up into the night, and you're longing to find a motel, and you see one up ahead, the lights, got some big display lights, but as you get close, you also see a smaller light, and it says, there's no vacancy. What is that telling you? You're going to be wasting your time and our time to stop here. Better keep on going. I'm thinking about that spiritually tonight. I'm challenged in my life that when the devil comes by to search for a place to stay in my heart, that he finds a sign, no vacancy, no place here for you. In Matthew 12 and 43, says, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest and finding none. Then he saith, I'll return to my house from whence I came out. When he's come, he finds it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he, and with himself seven other spirits, more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. Last state of that man's worse than the first. You know, we could think about this, and maybe someone really being cleansed from terrible things in their life. Maybe devil possession. I would like to think about it just salvation coming to every one of us and what I do with maintaining that salvation. If there is a place, because the spirit of Satan is going to keep circling, can I find a place back in this heart again? And it's our job to keep a no vacancy sign, more than just with my lips, but with my heart. There's no room for you here. Jesus had a secret to share with us. It's found over in John, the 14th chapter. For me to have success in my life, with my life itself telling Satan, there's no room for you here. There's no vacancy. 14 and 30, this is Jesus talking. Hereafter I will not talk much with you. The prince of this world cometh, and he hath nothing in me. There is nothing that I have in my life that belongs to him. You know what? When he circles by, I can say I have no vacancy. But if I have something that belongs to him, he can just say no. Even though the light's there, I have something there. And I say, Lord, help me. Think about the story of Cain and Abel. I think it's in the 4th chapter of Genesis. They both made a sacrifice. Cain made one. Abel made one. One was accepted, and the other was rejected. But you know what the Lord told to Cain? He said, if you do well, you'll be accepted. But if you don't do well, sin lies at the door. And there's choices that had to be made in his life that allowed Satan to come on in and have some room in his life. My desire is, at the end of 2025 to be able to say, Lord, have I allowed any place in my life that Satan can say, I can touch that because it belongs to me? Now, we could instantly, as Christians, we can back off from that and say, no, I'm a Christian. You know, there's places that the devil can touch in us that belong to him. It can be called unforgiveness. It can be attitudes of my heart. Because a lot of times if I search my heart, I'll say, Lord, I'm not sinning in these areas. But I want the Lord to come down tonight and visit me, visit each of us. Is there a place in my life that I have maybe justified? But then when it really comes down to it, if I could only see the spirit world and be able to see Satan say, that I own that one, that part in you. I don't want that to happen. Think of another, you know, we don't want to just think of negative stories. I think about Joseph. You know what, if we look at this no vacancy sign, Joseph had it in his life. I am walking with the Lord. Did the devil come around? Sure did. With a temptation. And what did he say? There's no vacancy here. No place for Satan to come in. He said, how can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? And the devil had to keep on packing on down the road. Look for somebody else to tempt because he would not be able to reach him. I want to be able to have that. And you know, we could say, well, Satan should not be able to tempt a Christian. He does. In fact, if he can tempt Jesus, he for sure can tempt any one of us. And I was thinking of this with Matthew 4. When one of the places of temptation that the devil gave to him was, if you will just fall down and worship me, I'll give you all these things. I want to tell you, there's a lot of things today that doesn't have to be an idol cut out of stone in my life. It can be things that my affections start going out for of too much in a direction. And I say, Lord, help me. Because I've got enough places where the devil would like to work on me without having something in my life that I allowed that he can touch. Jesus did not bow down to him. In fact, he resisted him, would not let him come on in. And what does it say? The devil leaveth him. You know what? I believe the same thing can happen for us if we will resist the devil that wants to come in. There's another place that I think of in 1 John, in the second chapter, 2 and 15 through 17. Do these verses still apply for us in 2025 as it closes out? Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. All that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, it's of the world. And the world is going to pass away, and the lust thereof. You know, we read the word lust, and it's a terrible thing. But it's just an excessive desire that I could have for anything that goes into a level that is not pleasing to the Lord. When you read about Pilgrim's Progress, when Christian is on his way to the celestial city, he made some mistakes. He went into some areas. He ended up in Doubting Castle. It was a mistake of his. But there was also an area where to get to heaven, to get to the celestial city, you had to go through this other city called Vanity Fair. And when he went through that, there were the sights, the smells, the entertainments that were available, and also the invitation to just stop your traveling and stay right here. You know what? That still is available for us today. We can get caught up in the things of this world. There is so much available to us, more today than there has ever been. And what I want to do, the scripture that says, what a carefulness it wrought in me. I want to be able to have that kind of a carefulness in my life. Because what I want is, when Satan comes by looking for a vacancy in my heart, there's nothing there. I want to be able to have that. Hebrews in the 11th chapter, it tells about there's a group of people that confess that they were pilgrims and strangers. We're just passing through here. That's what it was when Christian was passing through Vanity Fair. I've got to go through this town to make it to the celestial city. But my heart's not drawn out here. I'm moving on to something else. It says these folks in the 11th chapter of Hebrews said they confessed that they were pilgrims and strangers. They were willing to declare plainly, I'm seeking another country. I want to be able to declare that with my life, even more than just my words, that I am traveling to another country. Don't want to get caught up too much in the things that are here, because I'm moving on to another place. It says, if they had desired to return, they could have, but instead they're seeking a better country, a heavenly country. You know, Satan knows what things he can tempt us with. There's a scripture in Galatians 5 and 19. It gives us a description of the works of the flesh. And I shrink back from just the thought of any of them. And I don't have to search my life for those, because those are not the areas. Adultery, fornication, witchcraft. And you know, I can just check them off. Everything's good for me here. But you know, there is, does the devil say, well, that verse, he's clear there, so there'll be nothing that can bother him? No, he will do whatever he can to be able to affect us. Because I thought about this one. In Mark 10 and 17, says there came one running to him, saying, what can I do? I want to inherit eternal life. And God searched down into his heart, and he saw, here is a place right here that the devil can touch. Here is a place that his heart is set on something, and it was his riches. You know, and to him he said, here's what you're going to have to do. Go sell everything that you have and give it to the poor and follow me. I've often wondered, what would it have been if he'd have said, Jesus, I'll be back in a little while. I'll do it. I would not be a bit surprised if Christ would have said to him, now that your heart is in the right place, you can do those. You can take those riches and do them in the right place for me. For us, sometimes we'll read that and say, is that required for us today? I think what's required for me today is, Lord, help me to be careful that everything I have does not become an idol to me, that I worship something above God. I want Satan, when he comes by my life, and he says, what can I use to touch him? First of all, I want to make sure I don't have anything of his. And then I want to be real careful of the things that he has available for us. It tells us, set your affections, if you then be risen with Christ, in Colossians 3 and 1. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above and not on things of the earth. There are so many things that want to draw our affections, our attention. You know, the Lord knows that we have need of temporal things, and he just does not want us to set our heart. He even says, if your riches increase, don't set your heart on it. May the Lord help us, each one, tonight. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. To be able to have a place where Satan has nothing that he can touch in my life. Matthew 5 and 6. Blessed are they I can come to this kind of a place. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. They're going to be filled. You know what? We can be filled to the place that when Satan wants to bring another toy that I'd like to draw your attention with. What does the song say in number 300? There's no thirsting for life's pleasures, nor adorning rich and gay. I found a richer treasure, one that fadeth not away. You know what? It's not for us, not enough for me to just take, okay, here's rules of the church. No, I want my heart to be set in a place to where there's no thirst for those things that could attract. I want to live so Satan can realize by my life there's no vacancy. And I love the example that we find in Psalms 1 and 1. This is a man that had no vacancy. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. He doesn't stand in the way of sinners. He does not sit in the seat of the scornful. But he's doing something. He's filling up to where there's no vacancy. His delight, you know what? If I could say I have a desire for 2026, I would like for more so. I have a delight. Where's his delight? His delight is in the law of the Lord. And in that law he meditates day and night. We need that. Because I want to tell you, the place that Satan would love to have something that he owns is in our mind and in our thoughts. I can say, you know what, the things of this world are not drawing me. Where do my thoughts go? May the Lord help us. Watch and pray. The tempter may be near us. Keep the heart with jealous care, lest the door a moment left unguarded. Evil thoughts may enter there. Well, I just checked that off because I'm keeping away evil thoughts. There can be some thoughts that Satan plants in my heart. Desires for legal things to excess. I say, Lord, help me. There's a little song that says, I think it's maybe 109. Alone in some secure retreat, the sky o'ershadows me. You know what? When things get quiet, where does your mind go? You know, we are living in a time today where people do not want things to get quiet. I work in an office building where a few years ago they said, we're going to install television screens in the elevator. How long do you ride in an elevator? Just a few seconds. But you know what? Those few seconds, if you don't have something flashing and going on, are times that you could stop and think. And the devil does not want us to stop and think. Thinking of thee, O Lord of thee. Musing, this is our opportunity, musing on things above. Till every chord within my soul is tuned with heavenly love. That is available for us as 2025 closes out and 2026 comes in. I thought of David. He wrote some wonderful things in Psalms. He wrote Psalms, the 23rd Psalm. And I don't know for sure where in his life he was when he wrote that. But it was like he was walking very close to God. As I read that 23rd Psalm, I think he had a no vacancy sign. There was no place. Even, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. He was walking close to God. He had a testimony by those things that he had a no vacancy sign. Satan does not have a place in my heart. But you know what? It's not enough for me to be able to say that tonight. We sing a song that says, my soul be on thy guard, 10,000 foes arise. The devil will know, okay, I can't go this direction, but I'll go this direction. To the man of God, the one that had the title, a man after God's own heart, Satan took advantage of this area that we're talking about tonight, the thoughts. When he stepped out on his roof, a thought was presented. You know, we're living in a wicked world to where you can drive by billboards and a thought will be presented. But I want to tell you, there's protection for those that have a desire to be protected by God. David could have had protection. There's a scripture that says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Or maybe we could say the Spirit of the Lord would like to lift up a standard against him. But you know what? We have a place to fill for that to happen. And part of that is where it says, Thy word, O Lord, I've hid it in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. I think of David. What was he doing minutes before he walked out into that temptation? If he had been thinking of the Ten Commandments, if he had just been musing on God's commands for us, you know what it would, he broke several of those in just the first few steps that he took. The no vacancy light went out in his life, and the devil moved in. I'm thinking about for us tonight. Scripture says in James 4 and 7, resist the devil. He will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. You know, that's a promise to us. If I don't have some of the devil's stuff, I can resist the devil all I want. If I have some of his things in my life, he can claim them back. You know, I remember reading about when Paul was able to cast out devils. And then there were seven sons of Sceva that saw that and said, you know what, we'd like to do that ourselves. And they tried to do it in the name of Jesus, in the name of Paul. And what did the evil spirit say? I know Jesus, I know Paul, but who are you? And lit into them. You know, it's not going to be enough for me to tell Satan, I got the no vacancy light on if I'm using some of his stuff. I want to be very careful. And in 2025, it's good for us to search. What is his stuff today? You know, it says in 2 Corinthians 10 and 4 and 5, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. Strongholds that I have allowed Satan to build with some of the things that are out there available for me today. One of them is bringing into captivity every thought. When things are presented to me, there is no sin. There was no sin when the thought was presented to David. It's what he did with the next few seconds with that thought to be able to cast it out or to take it in. There are things that will be presented to every one of us. And when the devil knows that I do not have a desire for sin, he's going to take it in another level to where I don't recognize it as that at the beginning. But there's a song that says, in the hour of sore temptation, standing firm, grace will be thy sure salvation, standing firm. Virtue, crown thy soul with honor. Sin resisted is going to tempt no longer. Faith in conflict waxes stronger, standing firm. I want my mind to be in a place that it has a no vacancy. I don't allow Satan any area in this. Have you ever heard of this? Got a toehold in the door. Satan is not able to just, he doesn't have the power to just completely open the door right now. But he's got a little something that keeps me from being able to pull it together tight enough to latch it and lock him out. There's probably some people in here that's old enough to remember old preachers that used to talk to us. And they would say things like this. Be very careful of what books you read. You know, that's old stuff now. You don't read the book, you listen to it online. Be very careful. And then they would go on to tell you why. Seeds are being planted with whatever you're reading. those thoughts, you might have even think, I'm through with it, I've closed the book and I put it up. But in the middle of the night, some of those thoughts can start coming back to us. Some of those old preachers used to say, be very careful about what songs you listen to. There's a reason for that. And you know what? That reason is just as strong as 2025 closes out as it was way back there. It's because seeds are planted. Whether it's a country song or whether it's our red songbook, a song is intended to plant a thought and have you to think about it. You know, when we read about 10 virgins, 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. Over the years, I've wondered, what caused there to be 5 foolish? And as I look at it, the danger of time passing by to where there would have been more than 5 that were in the foolish category. It even gives us a little hint that they all slumbered and slept. But it just, the call came while some still had oil. And as 2026 comes on, may the Lord help us each one to take a look at, where do I spend my time? You know, and this thing is not about a straitjacket. This thing is about if we could just go home. And my prayer is that over this next year, for me and for you, the Lord would put a little picture in our mind of a no vacancy light. It's flickering. It's about to go out. I'm partaking of something that I can't even say is a sin, but it can lead me down the wrong road. Do we say it's fanatical? We say, you know what, I only get one chance of making it. And the devil has every plan to cause me not to make it. But I want to tell you, Jesus has just as much plan for me to be able to make it. And you know what? He wants to go right along with us, everyone, in 2026. You know what? To do that, I've got to be honest with him about 2025. To just look back and say, Lord, search me here. We got a few hours before we hit this next year. Would you search me? The thoughts that I've been thinking. And we've talked about unforgiveness. You know what? The devil knows how to use that and not even call it by its name. And if my mind, if I could just log down how much time I spent on thinking about how they had wronged me, I say, Lord, help me. 2026. Tomorrow morning, we'll be able to put out a fresh calendar. It has no places in it where I allowed my light to go out. It's fresh. And Jesus would love for us to be able to see places. We sing this song, when I look o'er the past, I behold. I love the way that song is written. I behold how his wide arms of mercy held me. But should tonight I look over the past and I behold some places that I would rather not take into 2026. His wide arms of mercy still want to hold us, still want to help us to be able to make it. There's another song that says, keep me spotless, keep me pure, keep me lest the world allure. And I want to tell you, that allurement starts in my head. It will start with a thought. You know, we have the places that says, when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. Sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death. It starts at a very small seed. But when I have not stopped that, I am so thankful. I don't know if you've had it before, but I can wake up from a dream and say, God, thank you so much that that was just a dream, because I'd be going to jail for it if it was real. But you know what I can do is say, Lord, you know what? I'm not accountable for that. When thoughts are presented, when that thought was presented to David, he did not sin in the seconds that that thought was presented. If we could just realize the wiles of the devil and how he wants to work and nip it in the bud, nip it when he's just got his toe in the door, because he's coming up with so many things today we can't even understand about AI, except I'm understanding one thing. I can talk spiritual things to AI, and he can talk just like a saint. He can give me some of the best scriptures and best advice. And then I wonder, if I told him, I said, AI, give me the most wicked song you could give me, he could produce that too. He doesn't have a soul. I don't know how all that works out there, but I want to tell you something. I believe the spirit world is closer than we realize. My soul, be on thy guard. 10,000 foes arise. We have that song that says, when he shall come with trumpet sound, and he is coming. Whether it's the end of all things or my end. And we have been reminded time and time again over these last years, to the point that I don't think too much about the third chapter of 2 Peter and the end coming, because my end is approaching. Those that said in 2 Peter 3, where's the sign of his coming? Since our fathers fell asleep, all things have continued as they are. You know what? Those that said it way back then went out into eternity so long ago, and generation after generation has gone. So I don't take any consolation that, you know what, I've heard it all my life too, and it hasn't happened. I'm watching it happen time and time again all around me. Do I have to walk in fear all the time? I'm just afraid the devil's going to snare me. Uh-uh. That's not what this message is about. It's about me just realizing the seriousness of it and me begging the Lord, Lord, there's some things out there right now that I can partake of that you can see down the road is going to cause me to lose my soul if I spend too much time with it. And ask him to please help us. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless. Folks, that's going to be wonderful if when I breathe my last, he can say, because of the grace of God, he was faultless. You know what? That's only going to come from me yielding to the Lord as things are presented to me. Does the devil believe me when I say there's no vacancy here? Or can he touch it? The prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. I can tell the devil that, Lord, the Lord has helped me and I have nothing in me that the devil can touch. You know what I really need? It's for the Lord to do some searching. Because I can have just a little seed that has been planted. The devil's coming up with new ones all the time. Just a little seed that's been planted that if I allow that to grow in my heart, it's going to cause me some problems. But I want my life itself to be, not my voice, not my words, that I've got a no vacancy sign for Satan. I want my life itself to be able to show that. I desire your prayers. I want to make heaven my home. I am thankful that year after year, we've gotten a fresh calendar to start with. You know what? For me to be able to keep that calendar fresh and a no vacancy sign for Satan throughout 2026, I need to stop a little bit and look back over 2025 with God's help. The devil has got so many things available now to crowd our mind, and I want to be able to have it to where the devil has nothing in me. I desire your prayers.